This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 279 for Thursday, February 22nd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is having modest gains on Thursday morning despite weakness in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil is steady, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are all lower to start the day. Despite signs of a tightening market, crude oil is also in negative territory. The Canadian dollar is up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent. The May canola contract is up $4.70 per ton at $588.80. In the U.S., corn is steady, wheat is moving upwards, and soybeans are lower. The Rosario Grain Exchange cut its Argentine corn production estimate for 2023-24 by 2 million tons at 57 million due to heat and moisture stress over the past month. However, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange projected a crop totaling 56.5 million tons. Rains between 30 to 100 millimeters are expected for parts of the country in the coming days. Despite a dispute over genetically modified corn imports, Mexico said it will still import yellow corn for livestock feed and industrial use from the U.S. Mexico has already imported 8.4 million tons from the U.S. this marketing year, with another 7.8 million remaining. Mexico's National Agricultural Council said yesterday the country could surpass China and become the world's largest corn importer this year at up to 22 million tons. The May corn contract is unchanged at $4.24 U.S. per bushel. The Rosario Grain Exchange reduced its estimate for Argentina's soybean crop by 2.5 million tons at 49.5 million, while the BAGE projected 52.5 million tons. Brazil's biodiesel mandate will increase to 14% on March 1st and 15% in 2025. The changes are expected to reduce soy oil exports as the domestic market outbids the export market. Before the end of the month, Brazil's government will vote to increase the mandate to 20 or 25% in future years. The May soybean contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.61. Representatives from the Polish and Ukrainian governments will meet on March 28th, as protests from Poland's farmers over the influx of cheaper Ukrainian imports continue to block border crossings and major thoroughfares. South Korean flour mills issued a tender to purchase 136,400 tons of milling wheat for May and June shipment, of which 36,400 tons are from Canada. Jordan issued a tender to purchase 120,000 tons of optional origin hard milling wheat, while Tunisia tendered to purchase 100,000 tons of optional origin soft wheat. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.84. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.81. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.69. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, February 22nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.